Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's she caught me, loves? You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Neural Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota. Thank you very much for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. As you guys know at home, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is John Cupid. I am an artist here in the Wood Buffalo region, Treaty 8. I am a lot of people know me as a DJ.
Yep.
Started out as an actor, moved from that to music, and then became a DJ. And the hobby became a passion, and
yeah,
the passion became a source of income.
Nice.
But, I am a passionate artist and looking to do amazing things in our community. And I don't know what else to say about myself.
There we go. I saw you in a play, not this year, the last year. It was, I get the Shakespeare plays mixed up. I think it was Macbeth?
Yes, I was in Macbeth. It wasn't just last year, it was a few years back.
Yeah.
But last year we had Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
So Mary Poppins was a joy to be in.
Yeah.
What an experience.
Yeah. I didn't know, I knew you as a DJ. I think most people do. Like, you're very popular as a DJ, and like, I've seen you at a bunch of different events. So I was kind of surprised to see you as an actor, and I did see you in Mary Poppins as well. So when did acting become a passion for you? Was that before or after DJing?
First time I knew I caught the acting bug, I was in grade 6.
Okay.
It wasn't until I got to high school that my drama teacher sent me out for an audition.
Okay.
And I did miserably.
Yeah.
But the experience alone was amazing because I was given permission to leave school and go and audition for a role that was a major role that we're doing an open cast call.
And where was this? Where, like,
this is in Vancouver.
Okay, in Vancouver. Okay. Because I was like, this is not happening in Fort McMurray.
Not okay. Yet.
Yeah, that's right.
Not yet.
Okay.
So, my first professional acting role was in, 1998.
Okay.
And I booked a role on The Outer Limits.
Oh, cool.
I shouldn't be mentioning any of this stuff to you because I don't want anyone...
going to, like, it's an Easter egg. Well, I got bad news for you. You told the wrong person. So we are definitely going to watch it. We won't put it on air, but me and Tanner are going to find this episode. So very cool. So how old were you when you did that?
Wow. I was 17 or 18.
Okay.
Yeah, 17.
Okay, so keep going. So now my next question I got, like, why did you come to Fort McMurray in regards to, like, it's a... That's a loaded question, but just let you take that one away.
I mean, it's a long story, but I'll give you the
Coles notes. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I was working professionally as an actor. I also went to university down in Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
To take a Bachelor of Arts in Theater.
Okay.
I came back and decided to go full on to acting and started booking.
Yeah.
And on top of that, became a full union member and started doing a lot of professional background work as well, too.
Yeah.
Working with behind the scenes as well, too, in terms of being a stand-in and also working with locations and production.
Mm-hmm.
So I caught the film bug early when I was I would say when I was 20 years old, I really took 2020 between 20 and 25. I really was really just digging my teeth into whatever I could try and get a hold of.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're working as a professional actor, it's difficult to hold on to a job.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So, because you're continuously going for audition after audition, especially if you're being called to.
Mm-hmm.
There were a group of us black male actors. Mm-hmm. We all knew each other.
Right, yeah, that's right.
We're all fighting for the same role.
Yeah.
You know, and I had to learn quickly that working with others in a community setting like that, I had no enemies.
Yeah.
A win for one of them. One of us is a win for me.
Right.
You know, and I would love to say, you know, one of my friends, Adrian Holmes, he's doing amazing things in the film industry. And you know, I'm so happy to see him playing Uncle Phil.
Yeah.
In the new, you know, remake of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Right.
And to be able to see someone like that that came from your circle of, you know, peers.
Yeah.
It's inspiring.
Yeah, no doubt.
I was driven by the success that I watched my peers get, and also being able to work with them on projects as well too, like the Dead Zone, and was amazing. So you know, the work was coming in from time to time.
Yeah,
background work was not so steady, so I needed other work.
Right.
Bouncing from job to job to job, and you know, it's not good for your resume when you continuously bounce from job to job.
Of course.
So eventually, you have to commit to something.
Yeah.
And one of the establishments that I was working at as a DJ noticed that the manager, amazing guy, till today I will always hold him in my thanks. And he said, listen, I see you struggling here trying to, you know, do these three things, you know, all these things, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you work as a manager in our bar?
Okay.
So he offered me a job as a floor manager in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
I gained bar experience. And this was after coming back from the cruise ship industry.
Okay.
So I worked in the cruise ship industry in 2005. Okay. And love-hate relationship with that.
Yeah.
But it was for any DJs out there that are looking to grow as a DJ, as much as I hate to tell you this, the cruise ship industry or the resort industry is the best way to go, because you're playing every single day for 6 months straight, or that contract.
It's just called practice, man.
Exactly.
Putting in the work.
You're putting in the work, and it's a paid vacation, so you're out in the middle of somewhere, and you know, take advantage of that opportunity. So, needless to say, I had experience in some aspect of management, working as part of the crew staff.
Right.
So, I picked up this role as a manager, and I got to know a lot of my customers, understood the customer service that I need to apply to the job.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our guests at the establishment that I was managing at, him and his wife came in, and we were chatting and this and that. And you know, he said, you know, you can make three times what you're making up in Fort McMurray as a DJ. What's a Fort McMurray?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, long story short, I got in contact with an amazing group of DJs here in town called In the Sticks.
Okay.
And they, if anyone's watching this and know about In the Sticks, those guys are old school. They go way back. And I sent a message to one of them, the admins on the Facebook.
Yeah.
And they got back to me within something like 5 minutes. I was surprised because I was literally getting ready to go out the door and my phone blipped.
And
got in contact with them, met up with them, and we scheduled a meet because I wanted to come out to Fort McMurray, but I didn't know anyone here.
Right.
So, met with them, came out here, met with them, and went home, and said, you know what, I could do this.
Yeah.
I know that I can, because I know that what I want, what I still want, and which we'll probably get to in a little bit, is to produce film.
Okay.
You know, and DJing was a subsidization to, you know, of my income to be able to allow for me to act.
Right,
and
right.
To be involved in film and television and theater. So when it took over, because I was so desperate to make it good.
That's right.
It took over. I had no choice but to, it's you lean into it sometimes. Going and I have no choice.
That's right.
To follow it, right?
That's so, right.
DJing here, what had happened was I came out here, and the idea was I would actually try and get out in the oil sands to work.
Okay.
My goal was to go out there and to make the money, mm-hmm. you know, to make the big bucks and everything. And,
that's right.
And I was inspired by a lot of people that I met in town. There were, you know, people in this town, they're very encouraging, especially, yep. I was surprised by the welcoming of people mm-hmm. in our community. And people that were, well, I mean, I worked pretty hard.
Yeah.
I'm the guy that carried the gear on the bus.
Yeah.
You know, to get to his gig.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people, they saw my work ethic and they saw that, hey, you're straight edge. You know, we want you on our team.
Yeah.
And so work wasn't, it was interesting. I worked a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think I got to a point where I was making good money.
Yeah.
And, I asked myself after an incident at work, I had a near miss at work.
Yeah.
And I really had to do some soul searching and ask myself, you know, what is it I want?
Right.
And what I wanted was to bring joy to people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to quit my job.
Yeah, out of sight.
It wasn't necessarily out of sight. I was working for a construction company.
Right.
So it wasn't even out of sight.
Yeah.
I quit the job and I went full time DJ.
Yeah.
And before you know it, my phone rang and Mix 103.7 called up and said, "Hey,
yeah,
would you like a spot?" Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know? And there was a moment in 2016. This tattoo represents basically part of my philosophy in life, and is to push towards the yes side.
Mm-hmm.
The opportunity is going to arrive,
mm-hmm.
always, but you have to be ready to say yes.
Correct.
And if you're not ready to say yes, when it comes out, it's not going to be a yes, it's going to be a whimper.
Mm-hmm. That's
right.
It's
going to be a clear indication or expression.
Right, so, right.
That's pretty much how I got here, is by saying yes to an opportunity, and next thing you know, I'm working everywhere in town because I was hungry.
That's right.
When I got here, the same hunger that I was putting towards something that I wasn't passionate about.
Yeah.
I turned around and put it towards something that I was passionate about.
That's right.
And before you know it, that garden that I was planting seeds and watering and nourishing started to blossom.
That's awesome,
and
man.
And I think that this relationship with the city, with Treaty 8, with the people of our community. It's not about me, you know, and it's about the people that are there when I'm performing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I mean, I think a lot of the time I take a lot of aspects from my other mediums of art. You know, mm-hmm. I paint and draw.
Mm-hmm.
I also act.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on stage.
Yeah,
You know, so there's aspects of these. And also I produce music as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
So these aspects of these mediums that I could take elements from and translate to another element, to another medium.
Yeah.
So if I'm stuck, I look towards my experience as a illustrator.
Yeah.
You know? If I'm stuck with illustrating, I look towards my experience with music
mm-hmm.
to find the answers.
Right.
And
right.
So on and so forth with acting.
Yeah.
So it's been an interesting journey because, you know, a lot of times, especially when you live in a community like ours, mm-hmm. we have a lot of very, very talented people in
yeah.
the community. But if you notice, a lot of our people that are talented usually are very much self-taught.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
They're self, they bring themselves up.
That's right.
By gathering as much information because they're hungry and passionate for that information.
That's
so
right.
When you come across an artist, like a painter in our town,
mm-hmm.
their art is always amazing.
That's right.
They put so much, they don't work out at sight.
That's right. That's exactly
or
it.
They do.
Yeah.
But the amount of time that they put into working on their art
right.
is equal to
chilling.
Probably not.
Yeah. Yeah. But speaking of a local artist and a local person in town, we're going to throw to an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. She has awesome products. She also painted that beautiful piece right there. Yeah. So, Carrie, Take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we're back. Thank you, Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We're at the part of the show where Tanner has his segment called the Max City Minute. He's going to ask you some questions. I wish you nothing but the best of luck.
Oh.
Tanner,
in
with the Max City Minute.
Question number one for you today. What is one song that you enjoy playing the most live?
I know what song I like hearing the most live, but you're not allowed to ask for it anymore, but I still do every time.
Can You Feel It, Jackson 5.
Do you want to say yours, Elliot?
Remix to Ignition.
Yeah.
Hands
oh,
down.
Man.
Hands down. Oh. I love Remix to Ignition.
Ouch. Yeah.
I love it too, but
I know. Still love
Separate
it.
Separate the art from the artist,
That's
says
right.
Elliot.
It's very difficult sometimes to do
because very challenging.
When we are emotionally involved in the art, we
That's
also
right.
put our emotional attachment to the artist.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's tough.
Question number two for you. What is one of your favorite moments as an extra on a set?
Oh. I have quite a few. But I was on the set of Catwoman. On my birthday. And it was Halle Berry. And you don't even see me in the background because they hit all the black people in the background.
Yeah.
It was a very urban nightclub.
Yeah.
But I bumped into her somehow. I don't even know how the stars aligned that I was standing in front of. And I looked her in the eye and said to her, Halle Berry, you are the most beautiful woman I have ever seen, and it's my honor to be able to meet you on my birthday.
Yeah.
And she looked at me, and she went, and I melted into the floor.
Yeah.
So that's one of the most interesting, amazing moments I've had as a background performer.
There we go.
Can I share one more real quick?
Yeah,
go nuts, bro.
On the set of RV.
Yeah.
I was observing the setup for a shot.
Yeah.
And Robin Williams came up behind me and had a conversation with me.
Very cool.
Which was really interesting because I didn't expect it for one thing. And it just surprised me.
Yeah.
And he put on the whole, what's up, brother? What's going on, brother?
Yeah.
Thing he does, right?
Yeah.
And I literally thought it was someone like, whoa.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it was, I guess those are sort of tied.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. The late great. There we go.
Question number three. What has been your favorite venue to play as a DJ?
Oh, you're so bad. You know I play at multiple venues in this town.
Yeah. Pick a venue outside of this town.
You want me to pick a finger. That's what you're trying to say. Pick a finger.
This is like Drink Champs. You can take
what?
A shot
I'll
if you want.
It could have been your friend's basement, man. I don't know.
I'll tell you what. Can I give you two?
You can give me as many as you want.
So my favorite venue to play right now, and has been for a long time, has been East Village Pub.
Yep. Okay. EVP. Big shout
out to Mike.
East
Village Pub is a legendary pub in our town.
Yep.
Okay? I say legendary pub because I only been to other one major pub before that.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really rocking. And that was the Wood Buffalo Brewing Company.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
There we go.
Wood Buffalo Brewing Company. But right now, I'm feeling where I'm at right now, though.
Yeah.
On Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays.
Yeah.
Feeling, you know, Club Rewind.
There we go.
We should talk about that later. But
yeah.
You know,
we'll get into
later.
That after these questions.
Yeah.
Question number four. What is your go-to snack after a good performance?
We love snacks here.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, so when I get home, I'm still wired and awake, so I throw throw in a couple pieces of toast into the bread, into the bread, into the toaster.
Yeah.
Toast into the breader, yeah. Bread into the toaster, and you know, toast that up real light. Butter it up, and I throw some, because I don't eat meat or eggs.
Okay.
So I have these Just eggs. They're amazing. Really good. Throw that into the toaster.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I'm almost ready to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Pop, pop. Everything pops up.
Yeah.
Throw some jam and butter on there. The other one, some peanut butter and honey.
Yeah.
Throw that egg on top, slap it together, cut in half. I'm just sitting there watching YouTube vids.
Nice.
Yeah, that sounds like a solid snack. That sounds like a
great snack. Oh, that's the, yeah.
It's settling too for your stomach too, because it's, you know, it's bread, right? So
yeah, it absorbs.
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of bread? I got to ask. I know it's, sorry, what kind of bread? What?
Wonder Bread.
White bread. Okay, there we go. It's like, it makes a difference.
Because it's named after Stevie Wonder.
There you go. I love it.
And your final question. Who did you think was the coolest TV, movie, or comic character when you were a child?
The coolest?
Yeah.
TV, movie, or comic book character? Oh, boy. So you're okay. So I grew up in a...
I hate how their questions are for other people and not for me, because I'm always like, I don't know, like right away these.
You might want to give an answer on this one too to save yourself from that R. Kelly answer.
Wolverine.
Nice.
Wolverine.
I like it.
Like,
I was not expecting, but I see it now.
Yeah, I loved Wolverine. Like, I'm a big comic book nerd from back in the day. Like, I don't follow as much as I used to anymore. Like, you know, but yeah, Wolverine, like comic books, like Wolverine, Spider-Man, Batman, but there was something about Wolverine, and then the fact that, like, his origin story was connected to Canada as well,
yeah,
like,
sure,
was,
yeah,
like, really, like, it was cool to me. So, Wolverine, that would be my answer.
Did you ever get teased for liking Wolverine?
No. Actually, it's one of those things, and we could talk about it off air, but, I've never been teased. So, like, the people who love me the most tease me all of the time. So, like,
yeah.
Oh, and okay. I love being teased.
It's a different type of tease.
That's a different type of tease. But, like, as far as, like, school bullies and stuff like that, like, I've been, like, knock on wood, I was blessed. So, like, no.
I've been trying my best out here.
Yeah.
I've been trying to bully him, but.
That's right. It just doesn't work.
Well, it's not grade five in here. So
yeah, that's right. Well, the Hot Wheels would say something different.
The longer you sit in here, the longer you're not sure of that.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, so I was not allowed to really be involved with secular
media.
Media, exactly. Mm. So I had a secret obsession for Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man's awesome.
And because before we went to church on Sunday mornings, we were allowed to watch Spider-Man on TV, the old
school. Right. Yeah, yeah.
And I think my mom actually liked the intro of the song.
Yeah. Da-na-na-na, da-na-na. Very jazz, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would say Spider-Man has been a gold standard for a long time.
There we go.
Yeah. Those have been your five questions.
It's one of my...
Is that 1 minute?
No.
No.
But that's the whole reason.
It's a Max City minute. So, like,
yeah. Oh, it's Max...
Spider-Man, my favorite one with Miles Morales. Unbelievable. Yeah. Like, I haven't seen the new one because it's not out yet. See it? And I was like, this is the best Spider-Man ever. Anyways, I know we're getting close to wrapping up on time.
We're over time.
So,
we're done.
We're done. Sir. But before you get a shameless shout out and or plug, so you have the mic, the camera, the lights, have fun.
Well, I want to say a big shout out to my wife. You know, major support. And if you're an artist out there and you don't have a support system behind you, make sure you get one. Okay. Shout out to all the family. How many do I have?
You can do as many shout outs
as
you
want. You're not going to play like the music to play me off, right?
No.
You can sit here for an hour and shout out people if you had it in you.
Yeah.
Right. I want to shout out to EVP, like I said earlier. For many years, they've been patient, as well as been open to ideas, and you know, they've taken chances on people like me. I won't get into the details of what I mean by that, but to be able to see people that genuinely see you for who you are and want your talent to be able to help their establishment, that's heartwarming. And the same is said for Sarah as well, too, over at Avenue. For her opening up the nightclub, you know, we have bars in our town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I work at the best bar in town.
Mm-hmm.
But having a nightclub, man,
yeah,
that's something different.
Yeah, you know? It's been a while.
Social gathering for our village that we need.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah has been amazing for. It's just a shadow. I don't do like a soliloquy and all that.
You can do whatever you want, bro. There's no real set rules here. I can assure you of that.
Sarah is someone I, you know, she's so easy to talk to, and she is like just. She does her best to do what's best for the city. Mm-hmm. And also she's just continuously passionate and positive about the experience.
That's right.
It's been a rough journey, I know, but I'm glad to be a part of that team now, you know, as their resident DJ for Thursday, Fridays. Throwback Thursdays.
Yep.
You know, Inferno Fridays and Saturdays, you know. So I play, old school funk, hip hop, old school reggae,
yep.
Old school R&B, and I mash them up or I play them straight, whatever you want, right? If you come in there with requests, I got you, right?
Yep.
So our goal with the nightclub has been to literally be a watering hole for our community in terms of a social gathering that's a safe environment where you can dance
mm-hmm.
like you're dancing at home.
Yep. There you go.
Okay. So Club Rewind is very much about that. So I think that the other shout out I'm going to make, because I know that they're going to be watching this, is to my little sisters and my nieces and my brother-in-law.
There you go. That's a good shout out. Yes. Well, listen, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. There you go. There you go. Good job, man.